It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Takes a certain confidence to up and quit these days. This morning, we'll get a reading on how people are feeling about their economic lives. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index has been down recently, given all the inflation. Yet, workers have been confident enough to keep quitting to find new work at near record rates. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The rate at which workers quit their jobs each month has remained higher over the past year than any time going back to the 1970s, according to a report by the Pew Research Center. It's a sign workers feel confident that they can leave one job and find a new job pretty easily. And there's another factor at play, says Pew researcher Rakesh Kocher.
Being able to switch employers is paying off for workers.
Pew looked at the take-home pay after accounting for inflation for workers who switched jobs over the past year.
60% of workers who changed employers saw their real earnings increase.
Paychecks didn't keep up with inflation for a majority of workers who stuck with the same employer. And with employers still saying they're desperate to hire and can't find qualified candidates, Carl Van Horn at Rutgers University's Workforce Development Center anticipates workers will continue
quitting a job if they think there's a better job down the street in a different place, asking their employers for more flexibility.
Now, when people leave jobs voluntarily, they may not necessarily get another job right away. Rakesh Kocher says a month later, half are either unemployed or have left the workforce.
It may be maternal leave to look after family at home. It may be you went back to school.
And increasingly, since the pandemic hit, older workers have been leaving jobs and not coming back, but taking retirement instead. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
S&P futures are up 0.4%. Now NASDAQ futures are up 0.5%. We're also tracking the price of gasoline, which has dropped for almost 60 straight days in a row now. Yet, the price of the raw material, crude, while down this morning, is up 7% this week, about $93.50 a barrel. So prices at the pump could go the other way soon.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a why I don't have the timing to play in commodities markets. It's been 10 years since we made the momentous decision in my household to dump our collection of vinyl records. No one was interested in them. I couldn't even give them away in 2012. A shame, since both my wife and I had been rock and roll DJs in earlier radio lives, and we had, I think, some good stuff. About a month after all that plastic went into a landfill, the first articles started hitting my screens. Vinyl records are coming back, with people buying Bluetooth and USB turntables. Last year, 42 million vinyl records were sold, with sales more than doubling in a year. Checking today's Economic Pulse, let's look at the vinyl records supply chain. Brock Barnes is a plant manager at Third Man Pressing in Detroit, an outfit founded by rock legend Jack White. Brock, welcome.
How you doing?
Look, I know it's cool now with vinyl. Vinyl's back. But beyond that, what's causing the surge, do you think?
There's a lot of people that want to get back to being able to hold something and watch it play. You really can't match the tone. Being able to have that, you know, come back and sound even better than what you hear over the radio or over your phone is something I think people are really getting back into.
Now, look, I can hear the richness of an analog recording if it's old school non-digital from first recording through the pressing of the disc. But, Brock, clicks and pops, turntable rumble, I hear that too. Sometimes I feel that we're kidding ourselves about that it sounds good.
Here, we pay very specific attention to the quality of a production run, whether or not it's a small indie artist and they're only doing 500 pieces with us, or if it was, you know, Jack's last album that had 90,000 pieces go out. But when it comes down to what you're hearing analog-wise, it can't be replicated, you know, through a stereo or, you know, MP3 player or streaming service. The liveness, the bass, and the tone of the low ends are something that you lose when you have to convert stuff to a digital format.
Now, you mentioned Jack. I mean, that's no less than Jack White. He's the founder of Third Man Records and Pressing, where you work. He's actually asked other record companies to maybe consider building new pressing plants to crank out even more vinyl?
Yeah, it was a plea for them to support the industry. There's a lot of different initiatives that we're all kind of going through at the plant level as far as getting even stuff that's manufactured stateside, where we actually have to buy all of our polymers from overseas, whether or not it's Thailand or from Europe. This is where the supply chain issue really comes into play, that all of our planning starts with 8 weeks just to get material here from, you know, most Accords. So with that as a backdrop, you know, that 90% of our work is done for major labels. And for them to support us to keep this industry, you know, bolstered is kind of where the plea was. Even if they can't start their own plants, that they invested in some of the things that we need in order to put out the music that they're looking for every year.
And I wanted to ask you about this. What about greener plastic? I mean, vinyl is polyvinyl chloride, PVC. You know, Greenpeace calls it the most environmentally damaging plastic. But here you are putting out in the world more plastic. Are there alternatives being considered?
Yeah, there's a lot of people working on that. Obviously, since we don't manufacture it here stateside for our consumption necessarily, there's a lot of people in Europe that are looking for copolymers that will allow them to make a better resin, maybe not even a plastic. We're working with a company right now that has, you know, tested a bunch of different plant-based materials, but the issue is that the things that they're harvesting aren't going to be ready and matured for the next 15 to 30 years. So something to fill that space is really what we're all striving towards. Everything that we use is completely recycled. So we take all of the records that are either rejected for playback issues or cosmetic defects, are processed, sold back to a recycling factory here. We try to, you know, make the best use of the things that we have here in the plant.
Brock Barnes is the plant manager of Third Man Pressing in Detroit, started by Jack White, White Stripes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure.
I did keep a Django Reinhardt direct-to-disc vinyl pressing, and there's a vintage white album, although the title is printed, not embossed, sadly. Our digital producers, Redmond Caralipio, our engineers, Jessen Dueler, Brian Allison, J.C. Bold, and Juan Carlos Torrado. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report with some new Jack White right here. From APM. American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.